Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's thoroughly confusing Thursday. It's the 15th day of July. Man. 2021, it's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 81 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 84 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. Basically the same, you know, there's a, it's not, the smoke isn't really thick, but there's a haze up there that's kind of keeping the, I think, reflecting the heat back a little bit. But it'll get up to 90 before the day's out. I mean, I've never seen so many 90-degree days all my life. I've lived here all my life. I've never seen it like this. And drier in hell, and the fire, you know, it's getting large. I think it's a, 120-some thousand, I'm not sure, or 300, I don't know. It's the biggest goddamn fire in the nation. But there's a couple more around here. I think the smoke we're getting is coming from one of them because the big fire is headed towards the east, and we're west of it. So I don't know. It could be. It's just so huge. It's amazing. Well, let's see what we're going to look at here. J&J, that'd be Johnson & Johnson. You know the people that make that fucking vaccine. They're trying to force down your goddamn throat, lying to you. 50% of the people, I heard today, just a little while ago, only 40% of the people haven't taken it. What, 10% took it last night? And then you go and you look at the next fucking, they're lying right through their goddamn teeth. They've hit a fucking wall. Nobody will take that fucking poison because they know it's fucking poison because the people got the message out to save one another from the fucking dirty, rotten fucking communists who are trying to kill us. Anyway, J&J, that's Johnson & Johnson, recalls spray sunscreens after testing found traces of cancer-causing chemical. No! Now, God damn it, that was passed by the FDA. There can't, well, we'll get into it in just a minute. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, J&J, that is Johnson & Johnson, makers of the goddamn, of their fucking, one of the makers of the fucking death shot. Recalls spray sunscreens after testing found traces of it in their people, of cancer-causing chemical. This is from Yahoo News. Healthcare giant Johnson & Johnson is recalling five Neutrogena and Aveeno sunscreen products after tests revealed small amounts of benzene, a cancer-causing chemical. Benzene, it comes from... That comes from a petroleum product. In fact, that's what they found was we'd been drinking in our water all our fucking life here that had been from, seeping from two fucking bulk plants owned by Shell and fucking Standard. And they came in here with trains where those fucking, they removed one of those bulk plants. And they came in here with a train and they took the dirt down about 40 fucking feet. And they put it on the train and hauled it off and brought new dirt in and put it in that goddamn hole. And I seen the paperwork on it. And fucking the benzene was at fucking, it was at death, way to kill you. It's poison. It's poison up on top of poison. And they know it's fucking poison. But the FDA approved this shit, so though you know they had Dr. Siegel, of course, right after this announcement happened, because you know they're having a little tough time selling their fucking poison to put in your fucking arm. And he came up and he goes, "This is no doubt something that got in there during processing, and it's a contaminant," what he said, and that's why they're pulling every fucking bit of it off the fucking shelves, just like they did the goddamn Zantac. Was that a fucking? You never heard no more about that, did you? Just exactly what happened with that? With the, what where was that fucking carcinogen in there? Was this carcin? How do you know that it was just a result of a manufacturing error or something that got in there by accident? Or did you know it was in there all along and just say, fuck it, the kill, it's part of the slow kill program, and the FDA fucking approved it? Here's two FDA fucking drugs just in the last couple of years we've watched get pulled clear off the goddamn fucking shelves. But this experimental fucking gene fucking therapy. Oh man, you can trust that, guys. You can do it. Come on. Take the shot. Take it. We'll give you a donut. We'll give you some ice cream. You can have a chance to win $5 million. They have hit a fucking wall. They didn't get what they fucking wanted. They wanted a hell of a lot more of us dead. There ain't enough of us dead. There's still plenty of us to fucking destroy them. And they're fucking hating it. I mean, yesterday, we'll send the National Guard out. Send them fucking out. Send the military out to fight the fucking people. The fucking people will fight them. And they will be fucking go down in history as dead fucking traitors. Not to mention the fact that the fucking military itself, was at 76% refused to get the fucking death shot because they're not that fucking stupid. They're in a shithole right now, people. They don't know whether to shit or go blind. I hope they fucking do both. Shit and go blind. May they. Anyway, healthcare giant Johnson & Johnson is recalling 5 Neutrogena and Aveeno sunscreens. The company announced the recall on Wednesday, noting that most of its spray sunscreens were affected. Most of them. I mean, there's a list that came with this article I didn't read. I ain't got time. J&J said the move is out of, quote, an abundance of caution, because they care about you, don't you know? Yeah, just like fucking Zantac cared about you for 30 fucking years while you were eating that shit, and then it fucking, now it's killing people left and fucking right, had a fucking carcinogen in it. Oh, FDA must not have noticed that when they were doing their original fucking tests on fucking human fucking guinea pigs, huh? And that daily exposure to benzene at such low levels would not be expected to cause adverse health consequences, then why are you fucking pulling it? You lying son of a bitches. I know what benzene is. When we found it in the fucking water down here, we were explaining real well what we fucking looked it up. Benzene is a fucking hardcore fucking petroleum fucking carcinogen, you son of a bitch and lying pricks. How many people are you going to kill, Johnson & Johnson? How many do you think you can kill, you fucking bastards? The move comes just over a month after a lab singled out these products among 40 other sunscreen products as risky, saying they were contaminated with benzene. And it takes a very little bit of benzene to fucking kill you. Especially that Siegel, that rotten son of a bitch. You're going to get a big check from fucking Johnson & Johnson, you fucking two-bit lying prick. You communist whore. Are you going to get a big check from him? Oh, if you've been putting it on for 5 years, you really shouldn't worry. You really shouldn't know. Don't worry until the goddamn hospice walks through the fucking door. Then you can say, well, I guess they got me. And you see it happening to everybody fucking around you. Oh, no, they didn't fucking poison you. And then nobody's going to have to answer for the people that die from this either. Just like nobody's had to answer for those fucking bulk plants right here in Chiloquin, where the fucking water went down the hill, and they were setting uphill from the fucking Williamson River, so it seeped down through there, and where the cracks were in the water lines, it seeped into our water. I lived on the other side of town, so we fucking drank it all our fucking lives. My dad died of cancer. My mom died of cancer. My brother died of cancer. Wonder what I'll die of. Tyranny, no doubt. Let's go to something better here. Cops use sonic blast to disable Rise of Moors militia and finally arrest them during an 11-hour standoff on Interstate 95 from Daily Mail, sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Now, I've noticed that DL has come up and said, you know, what the Moors have done, and in the past, goddamn, you find me on some civilization that wasn't fucking conquering fucking people, but, you know, and fucking enslaving them. It's everybody's been, I mean, you go back in your bloodline, every drop of your blood, unless you're a fucking Jew, has been goddamn enslaved, for sure. But the bottom line here is fucking the law that we're talking about. This is our law that we're talking about, and these guys are saying they're Moorish fucking Americans, which you're not. You're either a Moor or you're American. And you cannot be both at the same time. You're not a hyphenated American. You're either an American national or you're a fucking city son. And you're a subject to the fucking goddamn international corporate mafia fucking United States corporation. All right, let's go with this. This is from Daily Mail, as I said that. A Massachusetts police chief said officers used a sonic boom to disable Rise of the Moors suspects, helping authorities apprehend 11 armed men on Interstate 95 during an hours-long standoff on July 3rd. And the reason I'm reading this is because it kind of reveals a little more, because they've been keeping this shit under their fucking hat. And I'm seeing why. The group of armed individuals who identify as Moorish Americans and collectively as Rise of the Moors were refueling gas tanks at 1:30 a.m. with their own fuel and told law enforcement that they were traveling from Rhode Island to Maine for training. When police asked them to drop their weapons, they refused, resulting in an 11-hour standoff. Wakefield Police Chief Stephen Scorey told a local town council meeting that officers deployed a high-pitch alarm. This is how it's written. I have so much fun with these fucking articles. Meaning that the officers deployed a high-pitch alarm is known as an. Oh, you mean you who did this fucking article? Daily Mail? Come on, guys. You have any fucking proofreaders going on, working out there? We don't have, no. We only have ourselves, and we do a better fucking job than this. Well, anyway, this is what it should read. A high-pitched alarm that is known as LRAD, which Scorky described as an audible alarm and basically disables someone temporarily during a standoff, finally bringing it to an end. Body cam footage taken by a cop at the scene shows the interaction which led up to the standoff. It begins with a cop in mid-conversation with the group's purported leader, Jamal Tervon Saunders, Latimer, 29, also known as Jamal Talib Abdullah Bey. I mean, these names, I just love it. The cops ask, so none of you guys have a license on you? And Littenware says no. They again say no when asked if they have any forms of identification. Asked what they were planning. Latmere says, I have private land in Maine, so we're going up to do some training there. Latimer agrees to give him personal information, and the cop asks for his name, birthday, social security number, and he joined with them. That's when, no, that's how we get a jurisdiction over you, because you're too fucking stupid to say fuck off and mean it. Or they should have just fucking, they were being fucking harassed. I mean, this was an unlawful fucking attack by a fucking foreign fucking mercenary army. So, I mean, I don't know, what were you training for? I don't have a social, he says, and the cop asks, were you born in the United States? There's a long pause after that, and Littmere writes his information down for the cop. I'm just trying to see what the situation here is. You are on the highway. You guys are got AR-15s. Oh, you have guns in the United States of fucking America, where it's your guaranteed goddamn second article right to have a gun? You're actually exercising your fucking rights? Ooh, yeah. What the guy said. The cop goes to their next car, and Littmere follows him and says, I want to make sure he's safe. I'm fine. I was in the Marine Corps. The cop lets him follow and asks the driver of the next car for his license and registration, which he says he doesn't have. So far, there is no jurisdictional authority. This is a fucking unlawful, a detainment of somebody's fucking free right to movement, and a fucking attack on their second article right to have fucking guns. I don't give a shit what color they are, what their fucking private beliefs are. If they believe in that fucking Bill of Rights and they believe in freedom and liberty, well, I gotta back them. Latmere continues to hover over him and says, if you don't mind, can you just stand over there? I just don't want people getting freaked out on the road. Why would they get freaked out? Because, low-life fucking goyim is actually standing by one of you unlawful corporate fucking enforcers that have them unlawfully detained on the side of the fucking road. Was that it? The cop asked Littmere to explain again why they are on the side of the road, and he says that their plan is to travel from Rhode Island to Maine without making any unnecessary stops. They have cans of fuel in their truck to refill without having to stop at any gas stations. There are laws specifying that as long as you're not making any unnecessary stops through a state, you could travel with your arms, he says. And they ain't got no, they can't even make those kind of fucking rules. Like, ain't no goddamn lines in the goddamn in the fucking Bill of Rights. Your second article applies, and well, only in this state, and this, if they say so, and then if they say not, you gotta have a license over here, and I know you fucking don't. That's infringement. That is fucking denial. Fuck you. These people didn't do anything to be fucking harassed. The cop, who appears increasingly frustrated, asks, is about having a license to... See how they write, these motherfuckers? The cop, who appears increasingly frustrated, asks, is... That's what it fucking says. You guys, I mean, who proofreads this shit, don't you? How much are you putting out that you can't fucking proofread something so it don't sound like it was written by a fucking third grader who missed a few classes? Increasingly frustrated, asks them, I guess them, about having a license to carry, to which he says, in the state of Rhode Island, you're not required to have a license to have a rifle. So as long as I'm not required to have it in the state I'm from, I'm allowed to pass through as long as I'm not making any unnecessary stops. So now we know why they were fucking stopping on the side of the road to refuel, so they couldn't be hassled about taking their fucking guns across this fucking state. After Littmere's explanation, the cop adds, the only issue here is that he doesn't have a license to drive. Does anyone here have a license to drive? I have a few guys that have it, but I told them not to bring anything that could identify us because of the nature of what we're trying to do, Littmere says. They then agree to switch drivers, so someone who has a license and the footage ends there. Okay, well, they kept filming. Earlier footage shows what happened minutes later when the cop says that a highway patrol supervisor will look the group's information and look the group's information. Will look up the group's information and follow up with them. He adds, in the meantime, until then, I'm gonna have to ask you all to put your guns down. Littmore says, oh no, we're not gonna do that. I'm not taking your guns away from you, the cop says. If I told you to tell you, this is what it says. I'm going to read it to you right so you can see why I'm stumbling over this son of a bitch. If I told you to tell you men to put their guns down, instead of your men to put their guns down, would you do it? Absolutely not. The cop says, now you're making this a difficult situation. You're making it. No, you motherfucker, you are infringing right there. You are making the difficult situation. You don't even have no authority to have these people fucking stopped and bothering them. Littmore continues, you've been aggressive. You're being aggressive because you won't fucking surrender your fucking second article right to a fucking fucking mercenary with zero fucking jurisdictional authority over you on the side of a fucking road that fucking belongs to the public, that you have every goddamn right to be going down, that you have every right to be going down armed. And I don't need your fucking license to, I have the license. It's called the second article. It says I never have to have a license. I never have to have anything to exercise my fucking right. I do not have to have permission from you to exercise my fucking right, you prick. I have the paperwork for the state laws notifying that we could make a peaceful journey to our destination without making unnecessary stops. You're stopping us. We're trying to continue to make our journey to our final destination, to our private land where we can train legally, which is the Second Amendment. No, that ain't the Second Amendment. You don't, this guy here, I mean, I see what they're trying to say, but they don't know what the fuck they're saying. Second Amendment, the right to a well-regulated militia and the right shall not be infringed. So for you to ask me and my men to put down our arms, you're infringing on our second article right, you ignorant son of a bitch. I will call you an ignorant son of a bitch because you fucking should know better. If you're going to play this fucking game, you better play it for real and you don't lay your guns down. A sonic cannon, huh? Right now, the two drivers here could be arrested for not having driver's licenses well out operating out of state. That's what it says. I'm sorry. Just for our safety, we've got to put the guns down. For our safety, we can't put our guns down, he says. The footage ends before several of the men fled the scene into the woods nearby, after which the Massachusetts State Police issued an urgent shelter-in-place warning for residents of Wakefield, and Reading, and urged them to lock their doors. They added that the group were dangerous and do not recognize U.S. law. You didn't use no U.S. law. You violated U.S. law. You're the fucking criminal. You violated the highest law in this goddamn land. You fucking pig. You have no jurisdictional authority over these people. You didn't even know who in the fuck they are. They were just some people. They pulled over putting gas in their fucking rigs. None of your goddamn business. Even if you fucking did have jurisdiction in that county. I mean, if you were a fucking sworn fucking sheriff of that county, sworn to the common law, you still ain't got no goddamn cause to be bothering. You can help them pour gas in their rig, help them along their way, but they shouldn't have had to stop to pour gas in their rig anyway, because that fucking second article, that applies to every square inch of this motherfucking nation, motherfucker. And I don't need your goddamn permission slips from the fucking, from my goddamn, you piss ants. Them you fucking limp dick motherfucking punks. Okay. Some men were arraigned Tuesday and faced several charges, including unlawful possession of a firearm and ammunition and the use of body armor in commission of a crime. I mean, can you talk about fucking bullshit? Bullshit. Should I shove that so far up your fucking ass it would come out your fucking ears? It's people you better learn. You got, if you're going to play these games, I mean, see, these guys were trying to play by their fucking rules. That was their fucking mistake. You don't play by their fucking rules. You play by, you stick to that goddamn law to the letter of the law. They come at you unlawfully, you unload on them, son of a bitches. They come at you to fucking take your fucking rights away, you kill them. Like your forefathers did. That's how you got that goddamn ratified law of December 15th, 1791. Because some fucking men had the balls to pull the trigger. Yeah, I guess you need training. With the July 3rd standoff. At the arraignment, Littmer told the judge, I don't understand how these charges can be brought against me, and there is no fucking way. You don't understand. That is the problem, my friend. I mean, you if you're going to fight, you better figure out what the fuck you're fighting for. What were you training to fight for? That's what I'd like to know. The Democrats, they're giving money away, and there's communists in the White House and communists in the Capitol. So we're training what are you doing? No, it's not that fucking hard. It's 10 fucking articles. Learn the fucking law. Put down your foot. Stand on that fucking law. Plant your fucking foot. Put that fucking gun to your shoulder and back that motherfucker. Enforce that fucking law. That's otherwise you get this shit right here. And this is why they were brought in for their arraignment and khakis, because they didn't have nothing to arrest them on, because they didn't break no goddamn law. There is no law to break. There was no fucking, you had no goddamn warrants. You had nothing, no procedural due process whatsoever. And you shot a fucking sound cannon at us. Maybe you need that shoved up your fucking ass and the trigger pulled. Okay, here, where are we at? U.S. court rules that ban on handgun sales to adults 18 to 20 years old is unconstitutional. No fucking shit. And striking down age limit that was enacted in 1960. Just enacted. We just infringed on fucking people 18 to fucking 20 years old. There is no fucking age limit. Let's read it here. I don't need to, not for that one. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, fucking period. I see no fucking age limit in there, do you? Now, a child is under his parents' fucking custody until he emancipates himself through understanding the law. And if he can emancipate himself, he is a fucking adult. He understands who he is and what his fucking rights are, and that he can take care of him fucking self. Other than that, it's 18. And then until then, until he's from 18 to, 21, you're free. You can go to war. You can go over there and get your ass. You can go, look at these people, it's Wounded Warrior Program. Fucking limbs missing, fucking all this shit. You can go do that. Then you can have a gun. The fucking corporation can put a gun in your hand. You just can't put a gun in your hand. Your fucking dad can't put a gun in your hand. Your fucking grandfather can't put a gun in your hand. This is so fucked up, people. It's beyond fucking imagination. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Oh, people, why don't you come in here and let me talk to you a while? That's right, step right up and listen to a concerned citizen speak his piece. I tell you a little something that my daddy told me. The basic fundamentals if you want to be free. Cause son, there's something wrong internally. So if you want some freedom, son, don't want your country to be overrun. You've got
got to keep America number one.
My daddy told me, son, don't ever take your gun. That's what they're trying to do. Son, don't let them take your gun.
They're taking your Bill of Rights away from you.
My daddy said, son, don't let them take your gun.
That's what they're trying to do.
Son, don't let them take your gun.
Don't let them take your gun away from you.
To the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:36 Pacific Time. That course, that was Grand Funk Railroad with Don't Let Him Take Your Gun. And I like that song. But the guy starts out like a fucking fool. It's just like these Moors, you know, these Moorish Americans or whatever. You know, you fucking got the right idea, but you don't have a fucking clue of who you are or what your fucking authority is or what the authority in this country is. A concerned citizen, are you? Well, you're a concerned fucking subject, and what you have to say after that doesn't count for shit. You gotta learn who you fucking are and learn how to apply it. And mean it. Or you will end up on your goddamn knees by a fucking ditch getting ready to get your fucking 40 caliber lobotomy to the back of your head. Learn it. And speak it, and don't stand for people to speak other bullshit. Citizen, you're shit beneath my feet. I'm a fucking individual free sovereign of the United States of America, you son of a bitch. I'm the king. You're just shit beneath my feet. You're a subject. Anyway, we're talking about this 1960s, infringement that, you know, this court here, a U.S. appeals court has ruled against a long-standing federal restriction that prohibits sales of handguns to adults younger than 21, finding that the age-based ban is unconstitutional. No, it's not unconstitutional. Shove that constitution so far up your fucking stupid asses that it comes out your fucking ear. It's a violation of the fucking Bill of Rights, which, like I've said a couple of times here in the last few days, because Napolitano was talking about it. Yeah, you go ahead and amend. You have to amend the whole motherfucker, though. It's a body of law. Amend the Bill of Rights. Take it away from that fucking Constitution. It's already been ratified in every state. It is the supreme, superior law of this land, and it's time for us to fucking enforce it. And as we enforce it, it would be better if we held it in our hands and we showed you fucking that we fucking mean what we say when we say you're not going to fucking, you're not going to exercise tyranny over our fucking people. You're not going to violate our fucking law. We will enforce it and we will fucking bury your fucking asses with it. And we have the jurisdictional authority to do it. It's right here in our hands. It's our law. So you just move that whole motherfucker off of that goddamn unlawful fucking corporate constitution and shove it up, which you can shove up your ass, and we'll take over from here. We don't need no fucking federal government. We never did. It was all a fucking sham. In fact, when they went to, you know, they were actually going about the Articles of Confederation, you know, to iron out some things about, you know, the states coming together as a confederacy in a time of an emergency. But that, all of a sudden it turned into a constitutional convention, which was planned all along. And not to mention those Articles of Confederation, Galen was talking to somebody about it the other day, and she did a very good job. They were not enacted by we the people either. They were enacted by the goddamn aristocracy of the fucking colonies that had been the ones that the people rose up against at fucking Concord. They were the king's men. Coming to take your fucking guns away from you. To make you fucking inept to fucking resist subjugation and confiscation of your fucking property. Anyway, unconstitutional. Shove it up your ass. We refuse to regulate either the Second Amendment or... See, the Second Amendment. It's not the Second Amendment. It's the second article of the People's Bill of Rights, you motherfuckers. We should have never let them fucking amend it onto that Constitution. We should have kept it fucking separate. For we the people, our fucking law, don't, so it wouldn't get confused, because when you put two subject matters into the same contract that are opposing one another, and once, look, see, the Bill of Rights is about the power of the people. The fucking Constitution is about the authority of the supposed fucking government that they created in the middle of a fucking uprising. And the Bill of Rights is supreme because the people who fucking ran the king out of this fucking country, not a handful of fucking aristocrats who wrote right off the Masonic Constitution, wrote a constitution that was going to leave them being the aristocracy still, and you being the subject. Well, it didn't fucking work out that fucking way. So that's why they added it to the fucking Bill of Rights, because they were trying to find a way to get rid of it from the inception of it. They did not want it. They do not want it. And all these fucking merchants out here, these gun manufacturers, all of these pricks that are holding licenses are agents of that unlawful fucking government. And they don't want you to have your goddamn rights. They don't want you, they don't want to obey your law. So get you, so what, you know what? You love the admiralty? You get a swim for it, motherfucker. Only 200 fucking miles. Get to going. In a 2-1 decision by a 3-judge panel found that Congress failed to show sufficient public interest to justify precluding 18- to 20-year-olds. However, if the government could have showed a compelling government interest, they would have had to, you've already let them determine that they have some kind of authority to rule as to whether 18- to 20-year-olds can have a gun, not having you. Everybody will be praising this fucking shit. All fucking day long they'll be praising. Boy, that's a win for us. No, it ain't. You just now established that they have the fucking authority. They do not. The 9th article prohibits the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights, which rights defines as authority, shall not be construed. That is interpreted as to deny others. That means there's two separate things. There's the Constitution, right? Rights in the Constitution that the government has to follow. And then there's the others that belong to the people. That's the Bill of Fucking Rights. And it's not the ones that are not enumerated. Every goddamn right that you can, somebody needs to tell me a right that cannot be enforced by using the fucking maximums and the procedures in that fucking Bill of Rights. That is our law. The British common law, it was the fuck out of this country the day that the fucking, well, I don't know that it ever was. There was never no true surrender. I mean, there was a surrender of a battle at Yorktown. But then good old boy Masonic cabal went to fucking England, and they made him some. They probably got knighted, and this will be your fucking part of the kingdom. In the end, it'd take us 100, 200 years to get everything straightened out. But everybody's going to have their own corporate fiefdom, and we're going to put these fucking goyim in their goddamn place. They are not going to stand on a par with the fucking Queen of England, that fat little fucking bitch, having her shit saved in a fucking jar to go with her ancestors. Crush them. Remove this goddamn tyranny from this earth once and for fucking all. This earth doesn't belong to just a handful of motherfuckers. It belongs to everybody that's fucking living up on it. And we have drawn our lines. This is our fucking hunting grounds. This is where our jurisdiction fucking lies. We have declared ourselves to be a free people. With the liberty to do any goddamn thing we want, so long as we're not violating another's rights when we do it. And if there is a fucking conflict, we have put together the procedure in the Bill of Rights. And that's what that motherfucker is. That's procedure. I mean, let's just look and see if this sounds like procedure to you. Let's go down here to the sixth. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation. That's procedure. You're being informed. To be confronted with the witnesses against him. That's procedure. To have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. And counsel does not mean you have a right to a fucking lawyer. Because what they are practicing here, this administrative admiralty, is private. It is private fucking commercial law. They're doing it for fucking money. And they're using the admiralty as the basis for their goddamn jurisdiction. And admiralty cannot exist upon the land. The law of the land is this document I'm holding right here in my hand. It's got 10 fucking articles on it. It has the maximums that you can go to. I mean, there's nothing that they can do to violate a right that you can't bring back to one of these fucking failures in procedure, or else the First Amendment. Because it's all full of shalls and shall nots. And then it lays out the goddamn the procedure to get you to the point to where you can have fucking jurisdiction. You don't just have jurisdiction by turning a light on in a car and pulling somebody over the side of the road, just think about it, they're standing there pouring gas in your car. What the, it ain't none of your goddamn business. Get on down the road, buddy. That's what you tell anybody else that came fucking trying to poke their nose in your business. And if they got aggressive with you, you'd use that fucking gun on them. What is it, the fucking clothes that you fear? Because they put on black, scary clothes and they put on their military insignia? Because that's what they do in other countries when they're operating as mercenaries. That's what Blackwater USA done in goddamn Afghanistan when they were running Abu Ghraib prison and fucking bringing little children and raping them in front of their fucking parents and stuff. They had military insignia. This is not a goddamn, they are not lawful in this country. They are a fucking violation of the Ninth Article. This government was never to have any control over the fucking people as individuals. They were to stay out of our fucking business. Our autonomy is this document. This is our law. This is what we live under, and they have no goddamn business in it unless they step out of the fiduciary as an individual and come in as an individual and file as an individual. In their individual capacity and their fucking fiduciary, forget about it. It ain't Captain, I mean, they're even calling themselves, they're using military terms for this military fucking police that can't exist. There's no authorization for it. In fact, it is forbidden by the 9th fucking article. It is creating a fucking power that supersedes the rest of, that allows them to deny and disparage by superseding the fucking Bill of Rights, the ratified law of we the fucking people, the law of this land. They're using the law of the fucking sea, where a fucking captain can fucking have somebody's fucking head chopped off because he doesn't like the way he's looking at him. It's fucking arbitrary, it is capricious, and it is fucking unlawful on our fucking land. We just got to enforce it, people. That's really all there is to it. But to hear, like I said, a lot of people are going to be praising this now today, so don't be disappointed. Let's see here. Congress, 18, 20-year-olds from enjoying their full Second Amendment. No, their full Second Article right. That's why I don't like it mixed with the fucking Constitution. Quit trying to mix them. They will not mix. One's about the people's power. One's about the government's fucking authority. And the one fucking that is fucking the ruling fucking document is that fucking Bill of Rights, because we are the grantors of any kind of goddamn power they ever thought they had, which they have none now. Because they have committed treason and sedition against we the people. They have broken our fucking laws. They are nothing but fucking low-life criminal motherfuckers. And I don't care what kind of clothes they're wearing. It don't change it. It doesn't change the words. Enjoy the full Second Amendment rights when it passed the law in question in 1968. Oh, the 1968 Gun Control Act, which was a blatant, in your fucking face infringement of the fucking ninth article. They tried to create a fucking legislated statute, which they could not create. They did not have the authority. In fact, it was forbidden by the ninth article because it would create a power that would allow them to infringe or deny your fucking second article right. Now, wouldn't it? If that's what they've done 40,000 fucking times over. And now they think they're going to take that out. Well, we could do all that. We got away with it. 40,000 fucking infringements. Let's go for the big infringement. Let's say that we can just remove that Second Amendment from that body of law. No, you fucking can't. No, you do not have the authority. I mean, you're acting completely without authority now. It's goddamn, this is fucking pure fucking tyranny we are living under right now. But it's time for us to shut this shit down. Now you fucking say, you say there's, 53%, I've heard 60%, I've heard 40%. I say that there are 40 million motherfuckers in this country that will blow your fucking ass the fuck out of here in a heartbeat. All it needs is a spark to ignite that fucking fire. And then goddamn freedom and liberty will be returned to our fucking country and to our people. We are individual free sovereign nationals on a par with that fat little fuck sitting over there on the throne in England. And we're going to show her. When we go over there, well, maybe we won't have to show her, because the people over there are fucking, they thought they were free too. They thought that they had, you let them take all your fucking guns? That blew me away. Australia, when Australia let them take their fucking guns, now that fucking blew me away. Oh, but they buried a lot of them. Well, fucking buried guns don't kill no fucking buddy. And it doesn't stop it, because it has progressed into your country to the point to where you have to have your gun locked in the safe. And you have to let them come in your house and look at your gun locked in the safe. And if you want to take it somewhere, you better have a permission from the fucking government to fucking do it. Those people were once fucking free. But they allowed it to fucking happen because they didn't fuck, well, they didn't have that Bill of Rights. We got the Bill of Rights. Boy, they hate that motherfucker. They hate it. They hate it. They hate it. They hate it because they cannot have their one world order with that fucking Bill of Rights in effect. Because there's a group of people known as the United States, individual free sovereigns of the United States of America that they cannot fucking control. They have no jurisdictional authority over us according to our law. They can never have any. They try to take some. That's an act of fucking war against we the people. Just like when the king came to fucking Concord. Was an act of fucking war, and they know this shit. When they come to fucking, they're going to force you to take a vaccination, a death shot. That is an act of fucking war. You're trying to kill me. I'm going to try and kill you back. I'm going to try to kill you first, and every motherfucker with you. And then I'm going hunting. You fuckers want a war? You get it. You're getting your fucking war. And they know they'll get, you know, that's why, you know, they pumped the Pope's little brown army in here. We ain't got no ammunition. One guy, you know, commented quite well. yesterday was talking about, that's where, you know, where's all that ammo and stuff going? And yeah, it is. It's going down. They're training these little fuckers. They think we're going to shoot at cannon fodder. They think we're, those people, you dumbasses. I wish I could speak Spanish. I'd tell you in Spanish. You dumbasses that are part of this, you are meant to fucking run us out of bullets, and you ain't got enough for you. There's a trillion fucking rounds in this goddamn country, and people have more shit stashed than you can fucking shake a stick at. It's not going to happen, and we're not going to play that game. We're not going to lose 20 million fucking people to get rid of fucking 50 or 60 million you fucking pumped into our 100 million you pumped into our goddamn country. We're going to go past you. We're going to go on the other side of the fucking line. We're going to shoot the suit. We're going to shoot the motherfuckers that are responsible for giving these unlawful criminal fucking orders to fucking come to us and try to fucking subjugate us. You give that order, you got a death warrant on your fucking head, motherfucker. Got it? We have every right to blow your fucking head off if you try to subjugate us. That's what that fucking law means. And people are starting to figure it out more and more every day. And I was really proud of Galen, the way she presented herself. She came on a program, and she sent me a little copy of it, and I got to listen to her talk. And she did well. She stayed within what she could knew. There's no way nobody could argue with her. But, you know, they were wanting to talk about the Confederate. The Confederate was fucking bullshit. The sixth article of the Articles of Confederation said that if you didn't own land, you didn't have no goddamn rights. If you were indigent, you couldn't have no rights. Only people with property had fucking rights. It was shit, too. It was put together by the fucking same people that were calling you subjects back then. The same people that called the fucking American nationals that showed up to the goddamn continental fucking Congress, the different continental congresses for each colony. You know, they all had their own little fucking deal going, and they called them fucking subjects then. Under the Confederation, see, you'd still be their fucking slave. You'd still be their subject. That Bill of fucking Rights, they hate that motherfucker. They've hated it since its get-go. You can't change it, can you? If you could, why don't you? Why don't you take the whole motherfucker and just say, we're gonna do an amendment thing here, and what we want to do here, because this is how it has to be done, according to their own process in the original Constitution. But they know they can't do it, but anyway, they would have to first propose it. And then it would have to be proposed, and it would have to be sent to every state. And that state legislature would have to fucking ratify it. And then it would come back, having ratified it, it would come back, and it would be fucking law. Plain and simple, that's how you get a fucking law. Not by a fucking handful of fucking bureaucrats in fucking Washington, D.C. signing the... I don't care if you are from Oregon. You can't sign for the state legislature here. You're a fucking federal representative, not a state representative. And for anything to become law, it has to be ratified by the state fucking legislatures. And I want to see the state legislature in Oregon try to ratify fucking... I mean, I'd like to see it happen. I'd like to see the Bill of Rights separated so it's well known that that is the people's fucking law. That is the people's goddamn authority. And that fucking piece of shit fucking Constitution is shit beneath our fucking feet. And we are the sovereigns of this country. I'd like to see it. But I could just see that come into Oregon. And what legislature is going to step up and say, well, yeah, I think we should. I vote for removing the Bill of Rights. And find that motherfucker in a trash can or in a garbage fucking dump or in a ditch the next fucking day. That would be the way to properly do this. I mean, you motherfuckers think you're so badass that you can take our fucking law and tell us to shove it up our ass. Do it like fucking men. Fucking declare it. Go ahead, do it just like you did the 14th Amendment. You could even try to send some military out here to fucking enforce your fucking, to force it. And, I mean, put us under fucking martial law and let them try to sign off that goddamn Bill of Rights. That fucking king thought he could do it. Largest army on the fucking planet at the time. He couldn't fucking do it. Because you know what? We're leaving Afghanistan. Them Afghanistan's won again. Why? Because they won't fucking quit. They will not fucking quit. They will not surrender their fucking sovereignty. They won't do it. And by God, there's the same kind of people in this country, and there's a plenty of us to deal with, you son of a dirty bitches that think that you're going to fucking enslave us. And we're burning for it. So why don't you do it that way? Why don't you propose an amendment to your constitution removing the fucking Bill of Rights at all. Oh, well, no, we just want that. No, you can't touch it. You know you can't touch it because the ninth article won't allow you. You don't have the fucking authority to fucking touch it. You don't, there's no authority in the Constitution to even the fifth article to use to fucking, to remove the whole son of a bitch. It would be a violation of the fucking law. It'd be, and you know it. See, that's why there's not been so much as a comma changed in it in all these years. All the shit they fucking pulled, all the acts, like this 1968 Gun Control Act, which was a blatant violation of the fucking law of we the people. All of it they've done, they've never went, if you wanted to get rid of guns, why didn't you just do it then? Why didn't you just go ahead and see if you could piecemeal take out that fucking Bill of Rights, you motherfuckers? You know you can't. Because it is a body of fucking law. And it was ratified by the state legislatures. You can't take it, motherfucker. And if the states want to fucking try, they can get what you're going to get. A fucking hole in the ground. Anyway, I've had enough ranting for this day. I will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches, on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, remember, if they, I know everybody, you can find atrocities committed by every people in the fucking world somewhere in time. But these guys here, these, why are they keeping this so goddamn quiet? Because they had no right to fuck with them people. And then people fucking, they were, what they were doing was perfectly lawful. And they're not, the kind of people to back down. I don't know. I mean, I've seen them, just a flicker of them on the fucking television, but they look like people that are fucking serious about what they're doing. And until they fucking violate a law of that fucking Bill of Rights, they've done nothing. Go ahead.
Hey, my name is Matt. I just need to say, I've only known of you and this show for about a week, but in this week I've listened to like 20 hours of your show. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to thank you so much for everything you're doing and the courage that it's taken to just have the show on the air, and I've learned so much, so I just wanted to thank you.
Well, you're most welcome, Matt. I hope you're understanding who you are and what your authority is, and I look forward to being at your side on the battlefield, brother.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I'll keep listening.
All right. We'll make that the Word for the Trenches.